Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul. We're not going to go very far down the road in this show without a little bit of James. And there's your shot. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I'm the godfather of small business, self-appointed. But until somebody tells me different, I'm going to stick with it. That's the story I'm sticking to.
As long as
you don't say the late great, right? I'll be happy about that. I'm not ready for the gophers to bring my mail, Bob. Bob Negan, folks, that's Bob laughing over there. He's the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He and his wife Susan wrote that book. And his whizbangtraining.com website's outstanding. He's doing more to help small business retailers than anybody I know. Bob, I want to talk about mobile. You know, we were talking earlier in the hour about how marketing has changed. One of the fundamentals that has changed a lot, where others might not have, is marketing. And one of the big shifts in marketing is mobile. And you know, you can have people like you and trust you, but if you don't show up in somewhere and follow them home in some technological way that people are increasingly wanting to, they may like you and trust you, but they still may not buy from you.
That's right. That's right. So mobile is one way. I mean, and that's what you referred to earlier in the show, Jim, is that it's changed so much. You can't just place an ad anymore.
Right.
You need to find, you know, there's people.
Well, you got to do both. You can't. It's not either or. It's both and.
Well, that's exactly right. People get their information so many different ways these days that you have to, you know, be very strategic. You have to understand what your message is and what your competitive advantage is. You have to keep talking to them and building that community.
Right.
And you also have to reach them in the way that they get reached, not the way that they want to get the way that they get reached. So.
I gave an example earlier in the hour when Ramon Ray was here of a guy that I do business with an hour away. He's got a retail store, and I drive over and I do business with him sometimes, but I only do it a couple of three times a year. And he texted me yesterday and said, hey, we got this big deal that happens only once a year, and it was a deal that I liked. And
yep.
I got the text, I was driving, I called him back, and I said, make the order. And I did that while I was driving. I mean, in 5 minutes.
That's right. No,
now, his competitor next door, who didn't send me a text, became irrelevant.
That is exactly correct. So, you know, there's so many. So there's mobile, there's Facebook, there's, you know, there's just so many different things. So mobile is absolutely one way to do it, you know.
Yep.
You have, you know, you are absolutely correct. Mobile, now, mobile's not for everybody. One of the
it's going to be though, but I'm sorry, mobile is going to be everybody.
It will be everybody.
Yeah.
But so let's use an example.
Not today. I agree. Not today, but tomorrow.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
But no, what I was going to say is, you know, you also need to pick and choose, and I believe that you're correct. I believe that mobile, you know, it's like this nice big put. You know, it's there's a rumble there.
Right.
And it can't be ignored, and it will be here. I don't know that it's quite here yet, but it's mighty doggone
close. It's here. It's here, Bob. It's here. Trust me on this one. Look, Bob. I'm the guy who used to make his living with a Bic pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter.
Right.
So I miss those simple days.
Right.
So from a guy who's got that perspective, if I'm telling you mobile's here and it's coming, you need to believe that.
I believe you. You know what? And I'll think long and hard about that. And it's interesting that you say that, because here's what most of my clients, the people who I love, independent retailers, are a little bit behind technologically.
They're way behind.
And so I know, but if I pull too hard and pull them, if I'm
you're right.
too far ahead of them,
you're right.
I tend to lose them.
They're a quantum leap. The problem you've got, Bob, is they're a quantum leap behind, but they can't make the quantum leap forward. They have to make a quantum leap. They need to, but it's hard for them to do that.
Right. Jim, you've given me some real food for thought.
Well, you got to, I tell you what, Bob, you're going to have to give them tough love. I mean, this is not me being mean. This is tough love.
No. You're absolutely right. You know, and we've been spending the last year and a half trying to get them all on Facebook.
The diner that you know needs to have a mobile app, an iPad mobile app that tells her customers, her 25 customers who love her meatloaf, that she's got meatloaf today. She needs to be able to do that.
Yeah.
The little bitty diner lady needs to do that.
Yeah.
Whizbangtraining.com is the website. Bob Nagin is the guy. Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age is his book. Hey, Bob, you going to come back real soon?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Anytime you'll have me, I'll be here for you.
Thank you. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen. N-E-G-E-N. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. My name's too long to spell, but you know how to do that. I'll see you after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.